Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Distance Home by Paula Saunders. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. It is hard to follow one great vision in this world of darkness and of many changing shadows. Among those shadows, men get lost. But anywhere is the center of the world. Black Elk, as quoted by John G. Neihardt in Black Elk Speaks. Part 1. Chapter 1. The End, a Refrain. "It's you or me next," Renee said to get a laugh. Her brother had already passed away, as had her father. Now, Renee and her sister were once again driving the length of the state. Black cattle dotted the yellow hillsides. Out their open windows, long abandoned homesteads flew by. Roofs pitched eerily to one side, windmills cracked in half, groaning. With this one more passing, it was down to just the two of them. Mostly, Renee had been steely, while Jane had been unable to stop crying. Renee was older, but it didn't matter how old they were. Their mother had finally stopped messing the bed and tearing her clothes off in the middle of the night, ending up naked and haywire on the mattress, or sprawled, drooling on the carpet next to it, her translucent body shimmering with sweat. She'd lain unconscious for the final week, cold and luminous as porcelain, as the girls came in to handle her by hip bones and shoulder blades, to turn her this way and that. They would bury her ashes next to their father's and brother's. They'd been busy, cleaned and sold her house, divided everything without jealousy or rancor. In so many ways, it was all done. And in so many ways, it was just beginning. "You girls will miss her," someone had said at the service. "No one in the world can love you like your mother does." Renee had nodded and smiled coolly, dismissing the sentiment as tired and trite, while Jane reached for a tissue. "Thank you for coming," Renee had said. She'd found herself repeating the same line all morning, as if by rote, wondering if it was the right thing to say, or if perhaps there was something fundamentally cold and incorrect about her that was causing her to sound standoffish and transparently unfeeling.